The meeting will bring the community together again to explain what's been done since an initial meeting drew more than 250 people in August. At that meeting, Pittsfield Police Chief Michael Wynn explained that youth and gang violence is a community problem that demands a community solution.
And I'm concerned. Honestly, I'm more than concerned. I'm at the point of being scared because our investigations are showing that we're reaching a point where people think it's okay not to cooperate. People think it's okay not to provide information. People think it's okay to know that something bad is about to happen and not tell somebody. And we understand there's concerns about retribution, and we understand you may not want to be involved. We get that. We'll take it anonymously. But every one of these young gang members who is leaving home every day armed, somebody who loves that child knows they have a gun and that they have a problem and they're looking to solve it themselves. And if you don't tell us before it happens, we'll be knocking on your door after it happens, either to deliver bad news or to ask you to come in and sit in the interview when we're interviewing them on a charge of attempted murder.
The August 18th shooting happened around 9 a.m. near the intersection of Tyler and First Streets. It sent 17-year-old Deshaun Taylor to the hospital. Pittsfield police arrested a 15-year-old male believed to be the shooter. His name has not been released because he is a juvenile. Over the past month, various committees have formed, while neighborhood groups have met to discuss ways to keep teenagers from heading down a violent and criminal path. The city's gang prevention coordinator, Adam Hines, says a citywide mentoring program will be created.
What we found is that they exist, but they're often within schools. So certain schools will have the ability for community members to come in and mentor their students, but it's very specific to certain institutions, and so there isn't a citywide program that people can sign up for. And so I think that's one of the things that's been identified, and Berkshire United Way actually is taking a lead in really trying to bolster and develop this program.
The lack of jobs or better alternatives for youth took up much of the conversation at the August meeting. In response, one initiative that will be laid out in a community action plan after tonight's meeting involves business owners collaborating to expand the city's summer jobs program, subject to federal cuts in recent years. It offered roughly 50 positions this past summer. Other efforts include faith-based organizations creating after-school homework clubs and caretaker groups. Meanwhile, the Pittsfield Community Connection, a state-funded program focused on gang prevention by involving teens in positive activities, has continued. Hines says since the August shooting, teens have been more open about potential violence.
We've been confronted by, or at least approached, with teens who have been concerned about the prevalence of, or at least the awareness of potential youth violence. The bad news is that it's a conversation that is taking place regularly because of the potential for violence. And so I think it again presents an opportunity to really engage with the youth of the city to see what can be done.
In early August, the city reactivated the dormant 25-member youth commission and created a youth coalition because of the amount of interest. Mayor Dan Bianchi says hearing from the city's youth is needed.
Now, I think we're still going to have to do a better job. We're going to have to network through them to hear from, a much broader population of young people. But I'm confident that, the discussions are going to be healthy, and they have been so far, and helpful.
The meeting starts at 6 at Conte Community School. Reporting from WAMC's Berkshire Bureau at the Berkshire Eagle, I'm Jim Lavoulis.